Did you see that I got to officiate at Josh Tenborg's wedding? Josh used to sit right back over here. He was one of my first Tokay kids when I started the club over there. And so I had to fly to Nebraska and officiate at an outdoor wedding in a kilt in the middle of tornado sirens going off and flash flood warnings. And it was really exciting and a lot of fun. And that was the fastest wedding I've ever done. So we were watching the Doppler radar and we hit it right in between two storm fronts. And it was a good time back in Nebraska where I went to college. So, but anyway, the three angels' messages. Pastor Bob's been talking about that, and I've been planning on that for my next sermon since January. So I said, Pastor Bob, you've taken my topic, and you know, you're already doing it, so I suppose I should think of something else. And he said, no. He says, my dream would be when I'm on a sermon series that whoever's speaking would join into that series, and we could team up for the topic. And I told him what I wanted to do, and he said, that is absolutely perfect. And then as I heard the children's story this morning, it tied in perfectly, as did the offering appeal and everything else that has happened. And so I believe that God is in control. And where I first started thinking about the three angels' messages was in January when we were doing our outreach at Tokay High School. Twice a year now, I've told you before, we do a campus-wide week of spiritual emphasis on campus, right? Where during lunchtime, since we have club status, we can invite speakers in, we can have events. So this year, in the choir room at Tokay High, we had a revival week all week long. There was speaker, there was praise music every day, and our students in the club were inviting their friends from all over campus. So we had evangelism in the middle of a public high school campus, amen? And so, as we were doing that, we partnered with California School Project once again. And that's an organization down in the LA area. They're next to Biola University. And they use student missionaries. They take kids from Biola and other, even secular universities now, and they are student missionaries. Their job during the school year, they raise support like a missionary, and their job is to evangelize public high schools across the state. And so I've been meaning to talk to the guys at PUC about our student missionaries, and we should start having student missionaries in California to our local public schools too. I think it's perfect for Adventist colleges to do that. And so as they were doing that, Kelly, the leader of the California School Project, we sat down and we were talking about all these things because they've used some of my ideas, I've used some of their ideas, and they brought something new to us this year. They introduced us to after-school sidewalk witnessing. And so, the sidewalks are public property, right? Anybody can go there, anybody can talk. And so after school, our club members would be on the sidewalks talking to the students as they leave. And they would say something like, have you heard about the week of spiritual emphasis that's on campus this week? And it's a bridge into a conversation where they give a gospel presentation. How many of you know what a gospel presentation is? You know, as I thought about that, I was just astounded. Every hand should have just gone up right now. But as an Adventist youth pastor, I got to thinking, I know what the gospel is, but have I ever trained kids to give a gospel presentation? What exactly does that look like? Do you know how to give a gospel presentation? I mean, growing up Adventist, and I don't want to sound negative, but we need to be balanced. It's our evangelism revolved around hiring professionals to come do the talking for us. And those of us who were willing to get out and help others, we would give Bible studies. And I've given dozens, hundreds, who knows how many Bible studies in my life. And we have series of doctrinal studies that we go through. And I do that with elementary kids, baptismal classes. And we are great at teaching on doctrine and hiring professionals to do the reaping, seal it, and help people come to baptism. And that started way back in the 1800s, early 1900s, during the religious awakening in America. So the gospel was already solid in people's minds at that time. Those are the back in the days when America was a Christian nation. And so since people already had the gospel, when they learned about correct doctrine, the lights came on, they understood, and they would flock to our churches. But today, and I've said this before, Christianity is becoming weak. It's becoming watered down. People no longer understand the basic gospel. And so we need to back up. And as I was reading in Revelation, and let's go to Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14, 1 to 3, and this is where Pastor Bob has been talking. Or Revelation 14, starting with verse 6. It says, and this is the first angel. We've always focused on the third angel, but my point is that because of the condition that America is in today, we need to back up, we need to rewind to angel 1. And angel 1 says, this is how John describes it. He says, and I saw another angel flying through the sky, carrying the eternal good news or gospel to proclaim to the people who belong to this world, every nation, tribe, language, and people. Amen? The gospel, the first angel is proclaiming the gospel, the good news, and we too often skip that and we fast forward to the end of angel 2, angel 3 about destruction and all the horrible things coming at the end of the world, right? But I think we need to rewind it back to angel 1 and tell people about the basic gospel of Jesus. And so as we started doing this over at Tokay, I thought, how many people would know what to say? To walk up to someone on a sidewalk after school, to walk up to someone where you work, where you live, do you know how to give a basic gospel presentation? Do you know how to share your faith? And I told Pastor Bob that's what I wanted to do today, was to help people to understand just how to share a basic gospel presentation. And so as I've looked around online at other campus ministries, how many of you have heard of InterVarsity? InterVarsity, it's a big campus ministry, mostly universities, but all the university campus ministries, a lot of them have high school branches as well. And they have something called the Four Worlds, okay? And this is their basic gospel presentation that these other organizations train every member to give. A gospel presentation is basic. It's core to what they do. And it's four worlds. World one is designed for good. And so when you talk about that, you talk about how God created the world. He created it perfect. He made it a home for his children. And he came to the Garden of Eden to walk and to talk and to be with Adam and Eve as a family, right? Have any of you heard us talk about that before? That's one of my favorite themes, that Jesus wants to be our friend. He wants a relationship with us. That's world one. World two is called damaged by evil. And it talks about how Lucifer was at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he tempted Eve and Adam, and they fell, and God's perfect world got messed up. And then world three is called restored for better. Now, you should take notes on these. It's a very simple outline. World one, designed for good. World two, damaged by evil. World three, restored for better. They even have a little app for your iPhone on the three worlds, and it gives you little diagrams how you can draw it for people. Okay? So restored for better, what do you suppose that talks about? Jesus coming to die, to save us, to show us how to live, and to give us world four, which is sent to heal. And so the theme is, for a basic gospel presentation, that the world started out good, but it was damaged by Satan, and he came in and he tempted people, and people fell. But Jesus came to save us, to restore us, and he sends us on a mission to share that gospel with the entire world. Does that sound familiar to you? What do we call that? The Great Controversy. This is so Adventist. This is our message. This is what we do, is we share with the entire world the Great Controversy, that Jesus loves us and he's saving us. And yet many organizations are so much better at it than we are. They have an organized system where every person in 2 or 3 minutes knows how to share a basic gospel presentation. Do you think it would be good if we learned to do that? Are you willing to learn to do that? I have a couple of friends in the congregation this morning, because 1 Peter 3:15 tells us, always be prepared to share the hope that is in you. You remember that? Always be prepared to share the hope that is in you. Always be prepared to share the Great Controversy and the hope of Jesus' return. And the closing words, I took notes on Bob's sermon last week, Pastor Bob's, and he said, tell them the story of Jesus and your testimony. That was his challenge, and so today we're going to do that. I have two friends who are going to come up and help me out. Where are Lizzie and Taylor? Come on, ladies. is it just so happens that I've been doing this for years with teenagers. And at our little, I have a Bible club, Christian club at Lodi Academy as well. I'm going to stand here so I'm taller than you. And so we've been doing this because these girls give chapel talks at the academy, and so we've been through this before, right? Mm-hmm. So who amongst you is the least nervous and willing to go first? So what I teach them, I actually learned from Steve Case years ago. Do you know Steve Case? He is a very popular teacher amongst youth and youth leaders in our denomination. And he says, you know, just borrow, steal, take stuff, whatever you want. So I'm borrowing, stealing, taking his connection seminar, which he took from 3story.org. I found it. He said, no, just don't steal it from me, steal it from them. That's where I stole it. So what we do, 3story.org, it is your story, God's story, their story. Three simple steps. So write that down again. You've got four worlds and three stories. Okay? The four worlds are created for good. The second world is damaged by evil. The third world is restored for better. And the fourth world? Sent to heal. Now, the three stories are, first of all, your story. So, Elizabeth, think of a story. Tell us a story. They're working on that.
I can project. The summer before my sophomore year, my parents took me to Chicago to visit my family and to show around my dad's old haunts, for he grew up there. And then on the way up to Mackinac Island, if this were Michigan, Mackinac Island's like... Actually, no, here's the lake. There's Mackinac Island. Anyway, so we were heading up there, and we decided on the way there, we're going to stop at Andrews University. And all of you are familiar with Andrews University, as this man here just got your doctorate, right? From there? Yeah? Okay. We're all in the same sphere. So we got there, and we visited, and finally, I met with a recruiter. And the recruiter was like, okay, where are you from? What school do you go to? I'm like, oh, I go to Lodi Academy. She's like, oh, that's so cool, because my sister is going to be a sophomore next year. And I'm like, no way, I'm going to be a sophomore next year. And it was just providence. And because I met this girl, Rachel Kirkpatrick, through her older half-sister at Andrews University, miles and miles and miles away from California, where we would be meeting for the first time. So, yeah, that's my story.
And what was the lesson from that story that you learned? So just think of a story in your head. Think of just something interesting that's happened to you, anything. What's the lesson you learned from that story?
The lesson I learned is that God puts you where he needs you to be at any time.
And so is that a good story to hear, that God is in control and has a place for you in life? So that's her story. Now God's story, what Bible story could we tie into that? In the right place. And by the way, Rachel is here this morning. Met from miles away. Turns out she's right back here, and God put that all together. So what would be a good story that goes with that? The woman at the well. What else? What did you use in your chapel talk?
I used Joseph because, you know, God, he's like, why am I in this situation? God put him there. He's there.
So whatever your story is about this divine appointment, this connection being used by God in a place you didn't expect, there's a Bible story you can tie that to. And so your story ties to a Bible story, which ties to their story. So what's the application? Their story is the application. You could say,
just let God use you. Be a tool. Be a helper, not a depreciator.
So anything that happens to you in life, you experience a divine appointment, and you're telling somebody about that maybe feels lost in life. You say, you know what? God worked in my life this way, and he also did it in the Bible through Joseph. And even though he didn't want to be there, didn't expect to be there, God used him. And you know what? In your situation, you can do that too. And God wants to use you, but you need to connect with him, spend time with him every day, and he can lead and guide and direct you in your life. And so that can be an inspiration to other people. And another story that Lizzie told that we're not going to get into today, but she talked about a mission story on our Greece mission trip, how she...
puked on a boat.
Yes, and that was a great tie-in for a mission trip story. Now, what Bible story would you tie into? You're on a mission trip, you're on the excursion, the boat gets really wavy, and you lose your lunch. What Bible story is great for that? Jonah, but he was the lunch that came. Anyway, there's always ways to tie it in how God can use that. So Taylor, thank you, Lizzie. Okay, tell us a story.
Okay, so a few years back when we were building our own house, we had just poured the foundation of our house. And the stakes come up because that's what guides the foundation to go in. And me and Tanner thought it would be a great idea to chase each other across the top of this. So we'd balance across the foundation. It was about, I don't know, a couple feet high. Yeah. And we just ran across that and hopped over the stakes that were sticking up. And our dad saw us doing that, and he's like, do not do that. That is not safe. You know, stop doing that. If I see you do that again, you're going to be in big trouble. Did that stop us? No. So we had to learn the hard way. Well, I did. And we were chasing each other one day when he was off doing something else. My mom was up at my grandma's house, and I was running, and I slipped, and I fell. And not only did I fall, but one of the stakes went into my leg. And
she has a big scar.
Yeah, we can just not, yeah. I have a scar from that. And one of the stakes went in my leg, and so and I cried out, Mom! And then I was like, wait.
Except louder.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do that.
So what lesson did you learn from this incident?
Well, we always don't listen to the people who know what's right, and because we have our own plan of what we want to do. And sometimes we have to learn the hard way, but we should listen to those who know what's best for us.
And so what Bible story can you think of that would go with that? Eve? Wow, she didn't listen. She made a mistake. Were there consequences? And we're feeling it, yeah. What story did you use or have you thought of?
I know it's already mentioned, but I was thinking Jonah because God knew what was best for him. And Jonah decided not to listen to him of where to go. And so he paid the consequence and spent a few days in a whale.
And so Bible stories are multifaceted. They can have all kinds of applications. And so if you're sharing that with somebody, and that could even be a children's story, right? Now, what is the application that you would share?
Listen to your parents and God, because God knows what's best for you. And it may not seem like the easiest thing to do at the time, but it's the right thing in the long run.
And so then, as a pastor, I could also encourage you with Proverbs 3, verses 5 and... Not 3, 5 and... Proverbs 3:15, back from the Call Porter days, to train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. So even if your kids keep disobeying, making mistakes, keep trying because they need to learn. There will be hard lessons, and they will get it eventually and turn out to be a fine young lady sharing her testimony. Thank you. Okay, so are you getting this? You... As a Christian, especially as a Seventh-day Adventist Christian that understands the great controversy, you need to be prepared to share that wherever you go. And that is the theme of what I do with my campus ministries, is that if young people can learn to live their faith in the real world they live in at high school, when they go on and graduate and get into the work world, they will be able to share their faith there as well. Amen? Have you ever met someone in your day, throughout life, at work, at the grocery store? Have you met somebody who's discouraged? Have you met somebody who's told you a sad story? That is an entering wedge to share the gospel. Do you get that? So somebody tell me a story. Actually, yeah, I'll have them help me. What's something you heard this week? Let's see if we can tie into a story. A sad story, something somebody told you, something you heard this week. Did anybody encounter a person who was hurting? Yes, ma'am, Miss Norma. Tell us in 30 seconds or less kind of the overview of the story.
Well, I don't drag things long. A friend of ours from the gym, we go to the gym every day, his father passed away this week, and last night we went to the reception after the funeral, so he's hurting.
So somebody who's had a relative that's passed away, that's the story. What Bible story could you tie into that? John 11, the resurrection of Lazarus. So you could talk about resurrection. You could talk about how God sent his only son, Jesus, to die. And he understands what you're going through. He knows what it feels like to hurt and to be in pain. But when we see that story, we know that that sacrifice was so that we could spend eternity with Jesus, right? And that there is a better day coming. And you can ask the person, are you a Christian? Do you know that heaven is coming? Do you know that you can see your loved one again? If you're walking with Jesus, they were walking with Jesus. Do you know there can be a happy ending to this story? And you can encourage people just like that with what you know. Amen? Do you do that when you encounter people? This is sharing the gospel. The gospel is the good news of Jesus. Anyone that you are encountering, you can find something to share with them. So, we have 10 minutes left. Everybody stand up. You are in lab now. Turn to somebody near you and share a story. It can be a story like the girls shared about something interesting that's happened to you. Doesn't have to be dramatic, doesn't have to be sad, just a story. Think of a Bible story that goes with that and an application. Your story, God's story, their story. And I want Elizabeth and Taylor, they're going to walk around. They're going to listen for some good stories, okay? Everybody standing up, tell, unless there's a child sleeping on your lap. Do you have a story? Hmm?
My fishing grandma died.
Your what?
My fishing grandma died when I fished one day. So I never got to see her. So my fishing grandma died. And because she was smoking.
Oh my.
And my grandma told her not to smoke because, like, when she smoked weed, she started when she was, like, I think 11.
Oh, wow.
So I never got to see her.
So how could you make that into a testimony to share with someone? Do you have any friends whose grandma has died? Or maybe if one of your friends, their grandma did die, what would you say to them?
Sorry.
Or what about someone who's smoking? What would you say to them? Would there be a good lesson for that? Okay, let's see if we can think of some applications for that, okay? How's it going? Has anybody got a good story together? Three story, your story, God's story, their story. Has anybody got one that sounds really good? Their partner just really put something amazing together? Anybody that wants to share? There's still a lot of talking. You're still working on it. Take any illustration from daily life, put a Bible story with it, and an application. Okay, can I have one or two volunteers? Who came up with a really good story? I bet Allie did. She's a call porter. Allie, do you have a great story? Yes. Did she come up with a good story? Who is brave? All right. Was there anybody that just absolutely could not think of a thing? Oh, good. All right, so tell us your story, and this should not take very long. Just
Rabbi Eckstein, the one who united the Jew with Christians, he just called me and he says, pray, pray, pray. And ask the people, you know, of the churches to pray for the Ukrainian Jew that they are being persecuted in Russia.
Oh my.
Then they need to be transferred from Ukraine to Israel in you know, Russia. And, you know, honey, not only to love Jewish people, that we are just engrafted on them, but love them in prayers and money. Where is your money? There is your heart.
So we've heard some stories about this in the news, haven't we? In the Ukraine, the persecution,
yes,
of the Jews. And as you, someone comes to you sharing that story,
yes,
and how they're sad about it, maybe they have, yes, some Jewish heritage, what Bible story would you put with that?
that we are living the last days.
And Esther?
Exactly.
A story of terrible persecution mm-hmm. of the Jews. Yes. They were going to be wiped out, genocide, back yes. in Bible times.
Yes.
But God stepped in. He overruled. He saved the day and saved an entire people, just as he's saving a remnant today
yes.
to be his witness and to go to heaven with him.
And we have to be united in Christ.
And
yes.
to unite, to pray for
because
each other.
Jesus personally, he told me, the one that they have bought with my blood, they are inside of me. And I am inside of my Father. And we have to hurry up because time is late.
And so that would even work with talking about Muslims. We have one Father. They believe in Abraham. They believe in God the Father. There's lots of even things in the news when people are distraught about that, talking about that. And I've heard other people talking about, you know, their homeland. Just a few weeks ago, Bosco was talking about the flooding back in his homeland. And we can tie into those tragic stories we hear and into the news with a Bible story and an application. Judy, thank you.
This week I was in a hospital isolation room for tuberculosis. And I was supposed to be preparing the patient to go home. And the response I got was, "Go home. I don't like you." Trying to hit me with the TV control.
Oh my.
It was like, what? And I tried and I couldn't get to first base. We tried two different translating systems and everything. Nothing was getting through. And the next day when I called to check out the situation, what was happening, the patient was actually very ill and was transferred to ICU, has been intubated, and her future is very questionable. Mm. And when she told me that she didn't like me, I said, "I like you." And the story that I think of is how Christ, you know, had to be nice and kind to those around him who didn't treat him well. And God gave me the grace to be able to do that. This situation.
So he was able to stand up in the
yes.
face of his persecutors yes. and keep going forward.
Yes.
And so that's a good way to share that story with you. You could also do the story of maybe the demoniac. This person maybe wasn't in their right mind and attacking you. They couldn't speak the language. There's so many tie-ins that you could use to share that story with someone else, to share with the person at the time. But are you starting to see how you can share the gospel? The gospel is practical. It's basic. It's about your experience. It's about their experience. It's about building that relationship. And once you have that gospel foundation, that personal connection made, then that can lead into doctrinal Bible studies and a deeper understanding of Scripture. Amen?
Amen.
But we have to learn to start with the gospel. Amen?
Amen?
We have to learn to care for people, to share that relationship, to show people that Jesus is there for them, that our spirituality is not something distant and far away or unrelated to life, but that it is a practical thing that is a part of who we are. So if you want to look into that more, 3story, and it's a number 3, 3story.org. It has examples of sharing. Or if you look up the 4 worlds, that's the whole story of the great controversy, which we put that into our language, of course. But you know, wherever we go, whatever we do, wherever we go to serve Jesus, he wants to work through us. And all the short-term mission trips that I take, I always tell people, Jesus was the first cross-cultural missionary. He came down from heaven. He left the beauty of paradise to come to our sin-sick and fallen world to reach out to us. And that's why we go on our short-term mission trips. And that's why I have this shirt as a gift from the people in the Philippines, because we came to help them and to serve. And that's why we teach our children. I'm not sure how the weird animals fit in other than it's interesting, but I guarantee you that at the end of the day, do you think there will be a Bible story and an application that goes with that weird animal theme? So they're doing the same thing. They're using weird animals to get people's attention, just like we're using an interesting story, something that just happened, and take that, learn to tie everything into Scripture. Okay? If you are spending time with Jesus every day, if you have a devotional life, and this is what I tell leaders everywhere I go, if you are personally connected to Jesus, you always have something to share. You can say, just this morning in my devotions, this is what I read, and this is how it helped me, and this is how it's getting me through the day. And if you learn to have Scripture in your mind, if you learn to pray without ceasing, you can tie into any situation, any tragedy, any good thing, anything that happens, you can tie in Scripture and bring it back to Jesus and invite people to follow Jesus, which is the everlasting gospel. Amen? Can you do that? You can. It's very easy. You just have to keep it on the top of your mind. You just have to think about it. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to you every day, all day long. He wants to use you as a witness to the world. We aren't here to collect stuff and to live in luxury. He who dies with the most toys does not win in God's book. We are here as Jesus' representatives, as his children. Aren't you glad that you know Jesus? Don't you want to share that with somebody else? Don't you want your friends and neighbors to be with you in heaven? Amen? Take what you learn, take what you hear, and use it. Give it away. Share the basic gospel of Angel 1, and then you will have opportunity to share about Angel 2 and Angel 3, and that we are at the end and it's wrapping up soon. But don't forget Angel 1. Share the gospel of Jesus and his love, and you will have a balanced spiritual life, and you'll be used by God to win many souls for his kingdom. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you that you've given us such a simple story. As much as Paul gets into doctrine and theology and deep stuff, he says, I want to know nothing except Jesus and him crucified. That's the gospel. That's what it all boils down to. Lord, help us to see how simple it is. Help us to see just how to share what you've done for each one of us. Show us how to be a witness. We don't have to go to seminary. We don't have to go to an evangelism school for Angel 1. It helps to have training to share some of the other things, but for the basic gospel, we all have it. Lord Jesus, give us boldness. Give us the Holy Spirit to help us. You've promised to give us the words when these opportunities come up. So we want to claim that promise. And Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit be poured out on this congregation and that every person will have opportunity to share today, tomorrow, and in the coming weeks. In Jesus' name, amen.